There is someone in this gospel today who says nothing. Andrew and Philip do all the talking, so it's easy to ignore his presence. There's that young boy in these verses who's very important, and he's worth some thought and some reflection. Without him, there wouldn't be any story. Without him, there'd be no wonderful sign worked to draw people to faith. He has no name, which in gospel literature is always important. Having no name makes it possible for us to stand in his place. And we should. There is no way of knowing how or why Andrew noticed that boy. I mean, there was a big crowd. But maybe 5 loaves of bread over and above 2 fish might be hard to hide, especially if you're little. Even the appetite of a growing young boy would probably not need 5 loaves. He clearly had more than he needed that afternoon. We could have fun imagining why he had 5 loaves and 2 fish. Maybe mom baked them all and said, you go out there and sell those and bring the money home, okay? Got to send you to college, so we need this, okay? He has 5 loaves. All we know is that he surrendered what he had to Jesus, and something very extraordinary happened. John never records 1 bit of conversation between them either. Even before 5,000 were fed and before 12 baskets of leftovers were collected, there's something that leads us to wonder about what happens when someone who has enough, or even more than enough, sees a need and responds to the request of Jesus to surrender it all. For me, it brings to mind that story of another young man who came running up to Jesus asking what he must do to be saved. And when Jesus asks him to sell what he has and give it to the poor, he walks away sad. I've always thought that that's what was lacking in that young man, imagination. That man could not imagine living without all of his stuff. In contrast to that young man stands this boy today who's face to face with Jesus and is willing to surrender everything he has, knowing that there were 5,000 hungry people behind him. I doubt that he could ever have imagined what was about to happen, but that didn't keep him from handing over what he had to Jesus. Without a word said, that boy speaks to us today. And as always, actions speak louder. He speaks to a people like us who have more than enough, more than we need. In a world that's hungry and thirsty, homeless and lonely, that young boy shows us how to create abundance. In that unrecorded conversation with Jesus, I suspect that Jesus never said, keep some for yourself. You never know about tomorrow. I think Jesus asked for it all. And with childlike faith, that boy trusted and gave without a worry about going hungry himself. He could have stood on the sidelines watching, or like those other disciples, he could have said, oh my goodness, it's not enough. But he didn't. We are all reminded today about how life flourishes when virtues are practiced. In a world of both overconsumption on the part of some and suffering and hunger on the part of many, we're reminded about living simply and virtuously and what can happen when we know we have enough and turn it over to Christ, everything we have. As this chapter of John's Gospel will continue for the next several weeks, we're going to discover that Jesus never came to feed us on bread, but to satisfy our hungers with his body and his blood.